advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Actually, we got one foot into Friday because Donald Trump's coming to the great state of Wisconsin, darkening our doorstep, specifically coming to the Waukesha Expo Center. Now, we've got the station in Waukesha. We're going to cover it as the hometown station of Waukesha, 540 AM, 101 FM, the Shaw. So we'll be at the big rally. And, you know, we've started taking wagers on a few of the thoughts. Like, will Janelle Branchon put a big, wet, sloppy one on the former president? Or vice versa. Like, you know, Trump did kiss your girl, Leah Vukmir, at the Mosini rally.
That yeah, night. Yes, he did.
She didn't hold her nose, not publicly. I bet she did, you know, sanitize later, Dom. So I'm taking no smooch with Janelle Branchon and the former president. As tempted as he might be, I don't think they're going to smooch. So I'm taking the no smooch. The over-under is one smooch. Dom, you want that action?
No, I do not. What about like an Adam Steen, you know, bro hug with Trump? You think? Because I mean, this is now
more
his
likely
new
Trump's going to
favorite
bro
patriot.
Hug a flag on the stage than Adam Steen.
No, you don't think so.
Not unless Adam Steen.
He might kiss Adam
like
Steen, man. That's his new patriot. That's his man going after Robin Voss.
I suspect Steen will do all the kissing and it will be backstage.
Yeah.
The ring and the ass, right?
Oh, man.
Now that he got the big guy's endorsement.
What a party in disarray.
Well, we were at a party of all the right reasons last night, Dom. They were actually voting and tabulating the vote in several states around the nation, including the state of Kansas. And, Dom, I woke up with a smile on my face bright and early this morning, despite the hangover, and looked at the results of Kansas.
Yeah.
And it was a little bit of a shocker. It was the first time post overturning of Roe v. Wade that, you know, the question of abortion was effectively on the ballot. And not like, hey, this is an abortion supportive candidate or an anti-abortion candidate. This was specifically the question of abortion on the ballot. And people turned out overwhelmingly, Dom. And they turned out to basically support women's reproductive and abortive rights. Where do you want to start?
Yeah, let's do that. Let's do the Washington Post here, Crudy. As you mentioned, in what was the first direct test at the ballot box of attitudes about abortion since the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade in June, Kansas voters on Tuesday strongly rejected a constitutional amendment that would have opened the path to stripping abortion rights in the state. Democrats pointed to the moment as the strongest evidence yet that the conservative-leaning high court's ruling and other efforts by Republicans to curb abortion rights would backfire politically on the GOP. It's time to reevaluate the conventional wisdom about the midterms after this vote in Kansas, wrote Senator Brian Schatz, a Democrat from Hawaii, on Twitter. People are mad as hell at having their rights taken away. Voter turnout was high in Kansas, a conservative state, a major surge during a midsummer vote, and in the eyes of many Democrats, the first major data point that abortion could prove to be a significant motivator in the fall. President Biden highlighted the vote on Wednesday. We have some sound from the president. We'll play that in a little bit. Saying that Republicans, quote, don't have a clue about the power of American women. Last night in Congress and Kansas, they found out. Now, weighed down by Biden's low approval ratings and rising prices, Democrats have been eyeing the fall campaign with trepidation, eager to tap into more favorable issues that motivate voters and vote for their candidates. After the Supreme Court ruling, many Democrats started reorientating their campaigns more heavily in abortion, framing their candidacies as bulwarks against GOP efforts to pare down reproductive rights. But until Tuesday, there were no indicators that such a strategy might be successful, as concrete as what has unfolded in Kansas. With constitutional right to abortion established in Roe no longer applicable, abortion right activists are turning to ballot measures, state races, and legislative battles to protect and expand abortion rights on an ad hoc basis. Democrats and abortion rights activists, who are largely aligned with the party, are sounding increasingly hopeful notes the two efforts can dovetail. Democrats are also trying to boost turnout and generate energy for House and Senate races, where many candidates are also touting efforts that would take at the they would take at the federal level, including trying to codify abortion rights. Still, it remains to be seen if Democrats can effectively connect abortion as an issue to the choice voters make between candidates in the fall. Most Republicans have sought to campaign on inflation and the economy, steering away from abortion when possible. They were much quieter on the issue than their Democratic counterparts in the aftermath of Tuesday's votes in Kansas.
Dominic, I wonder if there are any regrets in the, let's say, Wisconsin U.S. senatorial primary. If I were Sarah Godlewski, I'd definitely be having some second thoughts, some regrets, if you will. Now, she was a very close second place to Mandela Barnes at the Democratic Party convention. I mean, what? Mandela won by like 2 votes in the straw poll. And a 2-vote swing, and she could have caught momentum.
She was much farther behind in the polling.
Well, did anybody's polling suggest that this overvote was going to happen in Kansas last night? I mean, do you hear any tea leaves, any pundits saying, hey, watch Kansas, man, watch the people turn out and reject these Republicans? Because that's effectively what this was. It was a rejection of the anti-abortion, the anti-rights, the Supreme Court, and Republicans that would try to, you know, take away rights. But this was certainly not reflected, not to this mathematical number. Let me read a little of the turnout numbers from CNN. In Kansas, there was hardly a contest to speak of. The no coalition, the no would effectively, let me read as it's written here. The no coalition, which opposed a measure that would have removed abortion rights from the state's constitution, appears to be on track to win in a landslide. And it's no low turnout fluke. The overall vote count on the amendment eclipsed 169,000 votes as of midnight last night, Central Time. 169,000. Well, is that a lot? Let's compare.
869,000,
yes. Almost 900,000 votes. That figure exceeded Kansas's general election turnout in the midterm year of 2010. Remember, this is a partisan primary. This is not the general. Last night's figures exceeded the midterm year of 2010, was approaching the 2014 overnight total, and the overall primary turnout in the state 2 years ago, in the midst of the presidential, right, clocked in at just over 636,000. The 2018 midterm primary, the figure was 458,000. Almost 900,000 Kansans came out to vote last night.
New York Times has it at 940,000 as of this moment.
Well, they might have counted a few more ballots overnight. And interest in the ballot measure also heavily outweighed other big statewide contests on Tuesday, more than doubling the total votes cast in the Republican gubernatorial primary won by Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt, according to CNN's projection, with about 350,000 votes. And the Democratic turnout was even lower. Another sign that the abortion issue transcends party lines. Fewer than 250,000 people voted in the party's Senate primary, and only a few thousand more punched ballots for incumbent Democratic Governor Laura Kelly, who faces an uphill battle to win a second term. So, 250,000-ish voted in the Democratic primary. 350,000 voted in the GOP primary. And 900,000 people voted on the ballot referendum that overwhelmingly rejected the anti-abortion efforts.
So that math, 250 plus 350, my math says that's what?
700?
600.
700. Oh, maybe I'm bad at math. That's why we don't do math on the radio. So it was barely 2/3.
But that's what I'm saying, though. So of the 940,000 people that vote, minus the 600,000, right? That means what, 340,000 people stepped up to vote on this particular issue and did not vote down
as
ballot. As a standalone issue. That is
any regrets, amazing. Sarah Godlewski? Because I didn't see this in the polling, right? You can't measure that level of engagement relative to prior elections. You might have known that the people favored this, but you know there was lots of money poured into this race.
But I hear your point. Millions. And certainly, Sarah Godlewski running on this issue as the only woman that was in the race, very important to her, and she got some big endorsements in that regard. But if you look at the data coming from CNN coming out of Kansas, if we were to extrapolate that and apply that here, presumably lots of people would show up and vote on that one issue. Right now, it's not necessarily, we don't have a constitutional amendment on the ballot like this. It's not an apples to apples comparison. But if that mentality,
if that
mentality comes through, then people are going to step up to vote on that issue. How would you do it without a constitutional amendment? Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe
you would show favor to a female candidate running in the U.S. Senate race.
Perhaps.
But of course, there's not one any longer. I think she bailed too early. I'm just saying, you know, ultimately it won't matter because it's all speculative and her name will remain on the ballot talking about Sarah Godlewski. But, you know, everyone's, no offense to Peter Bukarski, Stephen Olakar and the other qualifying candidates that are legitimately still seeking this nomination. But Mandela Barnes is going to get the nomination. I'm just saying there's no way that you and I sensed this going to Hawks Bar yesterday that people in Kansas were going to blow the doors off numerically, way beyond the polling, way beyond the engagement level predicted in the partisan primaries. She could have been a contender.
We have some sound of the president on this issue. Perhaps we'll go there. Then we'll get to the phone calls, 844-967-2789. Evan, you did the hard sound. What did President Biden have to say about the Kansas voters? Cut number 25, please.
In a decisive vote, in a decisive victory, voters made it clear the politicians should not interfere with the fundamental rights of women.
Let's keep on going. The powerful message, cut 26.
The voters of Kansas sent a powerful signal that this fall, the American people will vote to preserve and protect the right and refuse to let them be ripped away by politicians.
And, you know, obviously some Republicans had to vote in that regard as well. A couple more from the president. Cut number 27, please.
I wish I were with you in person, quite frankly, but I'm getting there.
Still recovering from the second bout of COVID. Roe got it right. Cut 28.
I believe Roe got it right. It's been the law for close to 50 years.
And I think a lot of people from Kansas agree with President Biden on that. Two more, cut number 29, please.
This executive order advances research and data collection to evaluate the impact of this reproductive health crisis is having on maternal health and other health conditions and outcomes.
President Biden signing that executive order. One more cut. Cut 30, please.
Executive order makes sure health care providers comply with federal law so women don't face delays or denials of medically necessary care.
So, I mean, that's very encouraging. Can we extrapolate from that? You know, I mean, it's like, you know, when you put weed on the ballot here in the state of Wisconsin, lots of people showed up, even though it's a non-binding referendum, a lot of people showed up and engaged in that. And then also, you know, perhaps cast some votes down ticket as well. I'm hopeful, but every state's different. Every scenario is different. But if there's anything to be taken out from this, it's that, you know, there's lots of women, lots of people engaged on this issue. And hopefully it will come back and bite the Republicans in the ass.
Abortion is on the ballot this fall. I mean, Democrats, if you don't get that, if you can't message that, if you can't live that between now and Election Day, come on. This was the dog chasing the car. And the car stopped. And the car was the overturning of Roe v. Wade. And these Republicans, they better be careful what they wished for. Because this is going to have dire electoral consequences. Don, we've been talking about this. But this is the first evidence. This is the first analytics. The first demonstration of just how engaged Democratic voters, or at least those that favor reproductive rights for women, they are really fired up. And if it's not a referendum on the ballot, you're going to have to look a little harder and decide who represents what you want to have happen, the Democrats or the Republicans. Don't think too hard. It's the Democrats.
I'm on my way. me.
COVID-19, brought to you by CDC and the Ad Council.
With so much loss.